Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome to a Wednesday morning in the great city of Atlanta. My name is Steak. That's Sandra. 2 hours of sports talk radio coming your way, and we appreciate you being with us. Needless to say, there's a lot to get to over the course of the next few hours. Tons of stories. I don't even know where to begin, although I think I do know where to begin because we had kind of a big game last night for our Atlanta Hawks, but there's all kinds of other stories floating around from the draft being literally a week away. The Braves, no surprise, doing what they're doing this year. Win one, lose one. Nothing happening there. A lot of fallback from the Wiley Ballard situation, mm-hmm. and get Sandra on that. And I don't know, just busy. Just a lot of stuff that I think we'll entertain you with over the next 2 hours as we just left our show meeting, walked in here. All kinds of news around the radio station as well, hopefully coming up. So how are you? How was your evening?
I'm annoyed. It was, if you're a sports fan in Atlanta, I mean, the Hawks and then the Braves and the Braves and then the Hawks.
Yeah, it's not okay.
It's not cute.
What that was in Orlando. It's not okay. That was a miserable effort of just dominating by a bigger, stronger, better team, you know. I asked on Twitter 3 words to describe what happened last night, and it just got flooded with comments. And, you know, I mean,
I thought Vince Kenny had the best response. We traded Luka.
Yeah. Is that what he said? That's good for Vince, man. Good
I said Vince. You just won it.
Zach Klein said better team won. That was good also. It's just the manner. I mean, so out physicaled, so soft. So timid. Trey's first half was an abomination. I mean, he was just awful in the first half, getting stripped, looking for fouls. You know, this happened to him against the Heat a few years ago when they're just big guards and they're too physical and Jimmy Butler was D'ing them up. And last night, their size and strength. Orlando's a legit team with two – is it Franz Wagner and of course, Paolo Banchero. But Wendell Carter Jr., Pace Academy graduate, dude, he was tough and physical. And the Cook kid coming off the bench? It just was bad. It was just, and then Trae Young's antics at the end of the game. So, I mean, you know, listen.
His antics where he got thrown out with
a couple of minutes left.
Left five minutes and change left.
He gets to the line a lot because he's really good at it, but it's nonstop.
Okay,
trying to go
they
to the
were
foul
also
line.
Down by 22. Like, let's. Trey was so frustrated, and you're down by 22 in what the internet, and I'm sorry I don't remember who said this, but I thought it was so perfect, the Atlanta Hawks Invitational, which is these play-in games. It's a joke. You're down by 22.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. It just wasn't
a good
look.
The Magic came out, and they were up by 15. It's
dude, the magic came out the way Georgia basketball came out against Gonzaga. Like the game was over by the time you looked up. Mm-hmm. It's like this is total domination. Now the Hawks get within three and have the ball in the third quarter. I mean, a hell of an effort. But listen, you are what you are. Your record says who you are. Your where you finished in the standings says who you are. Mm-hmm. The relevance you have in the NBA in terms of, you know, you're in the play-in every year. And if you think Jalen Johnson is not Steph Curry, he's not Giannis Antetokounmpo, he's never even been an all-star before. So before we just decide that it's only about Jalen Johnson, let's keep that in mind. He's never been an all-star. He's a nice player. He's maybe their second-best player. That's fine. But come on. I mean, you know, last night, just a tough effort. Braves on the road last night in Toronto. You knew the Jays were going to offensively wake up at some point. But this is – who we are. You can't.
Well, Spencer Schwellenbach had his worst outing since he's been with the Braves. He's the shortest outing since he's been with the Braves. And the Braves had three home runs solo. That was it. Today, I mean, you got to look to the skies. The Strider, Spencer Strider returns. So, but what I was really most annoyed about, Steak, was reading the internets and the Twitters yesterday and the articles that I don't know what kind of
journalism
it is when you literally are the most one-sided quotes on the Twitters regarding Wiley Ballard and that situation. I cannot believe, well, we talked about it, it's going to hit national magnitude, but it hit for all the wrong reasons, Steak, of the backlash of this. People were saying it was dangerous. It was ill-intended. And I just thought, Wiley Ballard? Are you people for real? This was the quote. I want you guys to hear this because this is New York. This is the number one radio station in New York on their morning show. It's Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti.
I actually saw something in the last break that was like, anybody who's co-signing on this behavior is just a jerk or something. I'm like, what?
It was goofy. I mean, this isn't like Harvey Weinstein here. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was just a a reporter. These are young single girls at the game. They're laughing. I mean, is he threatening them in any way? Like, what are people talking about?
I think most people feel that way. I know you're reading the internet. But the internet is the...
I'm especially reading the AJC, and they didn't have a byline. It just says AJC Sports, where I want to say they took six or so Twitter that is going against Wiley, and not even mostly female. There was men that were saying, this isn't ethical, and this is... I was blown away.
What do we always talk about? You come to sports to not talk about your 401k. To not talk about your neighbor who's MAGA or your professor who is ultra leaning left, meaning like the two extremes that you get hit over the head with, or the internet where you've convinced that everybody is ready for a civil war. Like you're going to sports to get away from the cesspool that is of constant antagonism towards each other. Like, we are the release.
That's a good way to put it.
We're the release. Mm-hmm. That was a good-natured, fun, young man, young women. I heard some of the internet say, how do you think your mom met your dad? He probably asked for her phone number.
And I can guarantee you most women out there are hoping that you guys will get off of the and come ask for our phone numbers,
interact,
right?
Please get off
have
of a,
human interaction.
Get off of a dating site.
Yes.
Get off of swiping.
Right.
Get off of texting and have a human interaction where you look somebody straight up and have fun with it.
Egregious. Do you hear me? Egregious.
Yeah, which was clearly
cleared innocent.
Like before they went to it. It's not like it wasn't gotcha.
They didn't ambush these two ladies sitting up in the Jay's Nest, and all of a sudden it's just
so ridiculous.
It just is another bit of evidence of lighten the F up, y'all.
Yeah,
all you females that are hanging on this, and that's your stance. I'm not going to tell you how to feel, but I'm going to tell you, be careful. Be careful with that stance, too. Because when you are a sideline reporter with the Atlanta Braves or Major League Baseball, you cannot get on your high horse and then also say, well, I'm going to go taste that ice cream sundae that they have today with 35 flavors in it. You know, be careful. You can go interview and have ethics and respect and also tongue firmly planted in cheek. Have some fun out there. Show a personality. There was nothing about that interview that should have been controversial. Zero.
I believe, much like I believe, that most folks are more in the middle politically, and we don't spend our lives, shaking our hand at the sky and lamenting. Like, most of us are pretty much have the same values. We want to take care of our family and you want to be good to each other and, want to be have the same priorities to work hard and everything. Most people have fun, but you get on the internet and now you start real backlash. I don't think there's one.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so. And by the way, that guy that I just asked, what's the guy's name I just asked to come on our show Ralph.
I don't know who it is. I've never heard of him.
He's a foxy. His name is Ralph. I gave his official name. And I just asked him to come on the show because he can't direct message him. He can't DM him. So I just did it over the internet. And I was just last night reading through. He's Ralph Fascianio. And he is a Fox reporter, an NFL writer for Fox Sports. He says, I find it disgraceful and unprofessional and put the woman in a terrible, unwelcome, unfair, even dangerous spot. And I said to him, that's the word he used, by the way, was dangerous. And I was like, how is this woman in a dangerous spot? Wiley Bowman, one of the most pleasant people, all of that in his interaction. Are you going for clicks here? It's one of the worst takes I've ever heard. And then I said, why don't you come on the show and debate this? I don't even know how you use the word dangerous. Right?
And I believe
dangerous?
I believe a lot of you are underestimating.
That guy's a Fox reporter in sports.
It's absurd. This woman, Lauren, by the way, why don't you guys give her a little credit? She has a voice. She said, I'm not into this. Or made humor
or whatever.
I'm not
comfortable with
this.
By the
way, you know what she did? She put her phone number in Wiley's phone.
Yeah, because
she's into it, and he's adorable. And what if they had a nice dinner together? Like, I just feel like y'all are underestimating the power of your voice as a woman. You are allowed to say, thanks, I'm good. I don't want to be
I
on
have
this.
A boyfriend.
Whatever it is.
You know,
so
this.
Silly.
I don't want to be on camera. By the way, you know what a lot of people say? I don't want to be on camera.
Right.
You don't walk up to somebody and put a camera
That's
on them.
Not That's not how it works.
It's not even legal.
Right.
Oy,
I told you I was annoyed, and so I'm watching the Braves. They're losing, and the
Hawks
are down
thing,
by.
I'm not even going to do 9-9. I'm going to take my own political stand.
Good for you.
Like, dangerous. I mean,
you're dangerous.
It's dangerous that people are that uptight, right? Gosh,
well,
darn
that's
it.
Not new news. I mean, I it was
wake
just
up in
a
the morning. You
want to
have
of,
a laugh.
I know.
And the AJC. I will say this. I just read through the article. Most of their posts are people giving him credit, like best play of the year for the Braves and everything else. The headline, though, read differently, correct? The headline read, taking heat. Wiley Barrett taking heat. I think Wiley Barrett's not taking heat. I think he's taking a lot of love.
And by the way, he took his journalism so important,
that
he was on a hot dog seesaw last night on camera. So those of you who are thinking you're likely going to win a Pulitzer Prize for that position, you are wrong.
By the way, Sandra is a female.
What?
Was a sideline reporter and did so for the Atlanta Braves. So with all these women reporters that want to sound off, I think the person I'm sitting next to is a much more credible source because she did the exact same freaking job.
I feel like two things can be true. I'm never going to tell somebody how to feel state because those women are in their feels about it. I get it. I don't know their circumstances. But I'm telling you how I feel, and my stance on it is, Wiley, you did nothing wrong, and good for you.
When we come back, why Trae Young get tossed? What does he say about it? And looking ahead to Friday night. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's 9:23 on a Wednesday morning. My name is Steak That Sandra. You're driving around the great city of Atlanta. Get the Odyssey app. Lock it in. Listen to us around the clock. So much to get to. We know our mommies, one down in Panama City, one up in Boston, also on the app, always listening. And the signal is phenomenal as well. Home of the Hawks, home of United, home of the Falcons, home of the NFL Draft, of course, next week, which will be super intriguing as it starts to play itself out. Always seems like it takes forever to get there because there's so much interest in the draft. So there's so much lead up and conversation. You know, I get frustrated. I get impatient, just like when I sit at training camps and the season's weeks away and I get myself geared up. I get myself so draft focused and then it's like, oh, dude, we got three more weeks.
Right. Now
I've read
it's 12, coming.
I've read 12 mock drafts already. So our buddy Rusty, who lives for the NFL draft, and a lot of people do, he'll be on with us on Friday. And then lucky for Rusty, he'll be on the day after the draft, round one, rounds two and three will be the Friday night, and then the rest of the draft will play out over the weekend on Saturday. The Atlanta Hawks go down, lay a complete egg against the Orlando Magic. Magic, a pretty good basketball team. And again, the thing you have to think about the Magic is, you know, what's the long-term plan for the Atlanta Hawks? How do we get out of this play-in purgatory? How do we become a franchise?
The Atlanta Hawks Invitational.
Yeah. How do we become what the Cleveland Cavaliers are, which will contend for an NBA title, I would argue, for the next 4 to 5 years? What the Boston Celtics are, who I heard somebody say Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown don't know anything other than Eastern Conference Finals. They've been in like seven wow. Eastern Finals. I think they've been in two or three NBA Finals, but they just live there. Like Jaylen and Jason, two stars in Boston, go to the Eastern Finals every year, which means they're always in the mix. Giannis and the Bucks, since he got there recently, were always either competing for a title, winning a title, going deep in the Eastern Conference playoffs. The Miami Heat are the same way. If you're a Heat fan, you hear about Heat culture, you go to NBA Finals, you beat Boston on the road in Game 7 to get to Finals, you have huge games time and again. That's what it means to be relevant. That's what it means to be relevant in the NBA. Every year, your fan base believes that if things fall your way, Miami ended up in the Finals, didn't win it. Boston ended up in the Finals, they win it. Milwaukee ended up in the Finals, they won it. Cleveland now will be the next team, best record in the East. Oklahoma City, you're relevant. You're in the Finals. You're in the Western and Eastern Finals. You have a team that if they stay healthy and you add a piece, you believe has a chance. You don't feel that way when you're an 8 seed, when you're a 10 seed, when you're in the playoff purgatory. You didn't build off of the Eastern final appearance that went to 6 games. You didn't build on it. And don't believe that Jalen Johnson is Oscar Robertson, right?
Right.
He's a nice player. But last night you realized that Orlando is closer than we are. How do I know that? They're two stars, specifically, and their supporting cast look like they have a chance more so than we do in terms of long-term. Paolo Banchero, a number one pick, is better than Zachary Risacher. Paolo Banchero is a great number one overall from a future reason. Franz Wagner, outstanding superstar. We don't have two guys like that. We don't. Jalen Johnson's not as good as Wagner. Trey and Banchero, most people would probably take Paolo Banchero over him just because he's bigger. Hard to win with under a diminutive point guard, although Trey's a great player. So, I don't know. There's just another team in our way. Indiana's another team in our way. It's frustrating to watch us lose by 25 to the Magic. It's also frustrating to watch Trae Young get tossed and whine to the officials. Here he is last night after the game just saying, call me the foul.
Where it's not even necessarily basketball at that point. So, I think that's where the frustration got. And sometimes I take my frustration on the rest, not just for me, it's for my teammates. Like, I see Dyson Daniels going. I mean, you may not be a household name yet, but he deserves the same amount of respect as some of these other guys. And if you see a foul, you should call the foul. And that's pretty much all it was for me.
Yeah, referees had no role. If you're one of these dummies on the internet complaining about, you know, the Hawks got screwed, they lost by 25 points. I mean, for real. They were out-physicaled. They were out-hustled. They lost every 50-50 ball. Trae Young on the court last night was a minus. Let me just get it right. He's a minus 22 on the court. He was a minus 22. For Orlando, Cole Anthony was a plus 32. That means they scored 32 more points when he was there. When Trey was on, they were down minus 22. So he didn't help. I don't care that he had 28. He was 8 for 21. Are you going to be able to handle Friday night or you're done?
So Friday night.
I'm not letting it dwindle. I'm not letting people think about what I'm feeling and things like that. Obviously, I told him I was sticking up for the squad and I'm not going to let the rest frustrate me like that in our next game. I know we got a win or go home next, so I'm going to be ready. And I told the team I'm going to be ready for them. We got to go home and take care of business.
So Friday night, it comes down to this game. You're going to play the winner of Chicago and Miami. All right. And then what? Okay, so again, don't mean to be Debbie Downer, but you are what you are. The Atlanta Hawks Invitational, you lost last night. Now you're all, it's the season's on one game Friday night. And then what? You're going to go play now Cleveland. Okay.
Yeah.
And now what? Is Quinn Snyder's job secure stake? And the reason I say this, several of y'all yesterday on the Twitters were like, why is Quinn Snyder not catching it? And because everybody should be catching it at this point.
I mean, I know that Quinn Snyder is very well regarded by Tony Ressler and that whole group.
So you say no, he's...
Yeah, he's not even in the conversation. Okay. Everybody else is, including Trae Young, including, you know, I mean, I don't know, Jalen, Dyson, whatever. I mean, Dyson Daniels obviously is a steal. You're not going to mess with him and Reese Deshay.
Whatever's happening now is leading you to mediocre again.
Yes.
As the Atlanta
Hawks. I mean, I think I did hopefully a good job of just laying out like who's relevant and who's not. Right. I mean, that's all you're playing for. The Atlanta Braves may be sitting with this, you know, horrendous record, but you are who you are. The Atlanta Braves are a World Series contender every single year virtually. Even last year, if you got hot at the right time and Chris Sale wasn't injured right before the postseason, you're like, stranger things have happened. I saw Arizona and Texas in the World Series. Wasn't that the World Series a few years ago? Mm-hmm. Well, we could get hot. You're relevant. Nobody, you know, Buster
Olney. Your brand is consistent through the year.
Yes.
Win chips, but being in the top tier of Major League Baseball consistently.
Tim Kuchel only don't have conversations about baseball without the Atlanta Braves. And I can promise you that Brian Windhorst and insert NBA, you know, reporter. We're not in the conversation. The Falcons aren't in the conversation. Like we were last year because Kirk Cousins, so we were kind of like, right?
Yeah.
We're not,
until
you
we
know.
Weren't.
Yeah, I mean, we're not. So, listen, you are. I know that Tony Russell doesn't enjoy walking in a room with 30 owners and being, you know, an irrelevant franchise because you're in the 8, 9, or 10 hole every year. He doesn't want that. It's hard to win in the end, right? Arthur Blank doesn't like walking in with 31 other owners and knowing that, like, you're not even considered a contender in any form.
Atlanta should be one of the top sexiest markets in the country for the NBA.
Yeah.
Folks rolling through here, and for that State Farm to put on the product, which they do, which is one of the best game in-game atmospheres in the NBA. I believe it was voted one a couple of years ago, or if not this year. But stake for the NBA to have Atlanta not be relevant.
And yes, it stinks.
And there, it does stink. Well,
here's Quinn on his star franchise player and his antics at the end of the game.
We didn't have a chance to. It happened fast, as far as what happened. You're always concerned when there's a hard foul that puts a player in some sort of compromising position. That could result in an injury. That was my understanding, that he hit the transom. But I didn't see, I saw that. I didn't see what transpired afterwards.
All right. Sorry, you know, sorry that meant nothing. Right? And it really, the ejection to Sandra's point, you know, I'll give her credit. Like, you're right. What does it matter? You're already.
By 22. You were in it and then you were not again.
When you hear what we just did, an entire segment on the Hawks and the Eastern Conference, and the relevance. What do you think as a Hawks fan? I mean, I can get us pumped for Jalen and Reese Deshay and Dyson and Trey and Okongwu and say, yeah, we're in the mix. But you have to go by recent history. Are we really in the mix? Are we really? Is Jalen Johnson, are we just going to keep saying that as we lose by 25 points to a 7 seed in a one-game kind of playoff scenario? When we come back, the one coach that kind of maybe is changing the NIL portal, and the embarrassment of this head coach just goes deeper and deeper. We've got a tailgate coming up. I'm Steak. She's Sandra. It's the fastest 2 hours in radio, Sports Radio 92.9. Hey, it's 9:40. We got a lot of time to sit back next 15 minutes and really go through a couple of big stories in college football. One, I think, a movement, hopefully, towards some kind of change or taking some power back for coaches that are absolutely getting raked by the portal and the NIL deals and the agents that are permeating everything to do with college football, and also the insanity of what some consider the greatest coach of all time. Braves lose in Toronto. How do we feel about the homestand coming up? Should be a beautiful weekend. I know the baby Sophie has already reached out from Athens. She's like, want to take my girlfriends who have never been to a Braves game. We're going to come to town. I thought, fun weekend series. Twins, kind of a novelty to have Minnesota in town. Doesn't happen very often. And
the Cardinals. I mean,
yeah, and there's a lot of St. Louis fans in town. So I love the homestand coming up, but you got to finish your business and hopefully not lose both series. You lost the Tampa series, and then now you're in danger of losing this series. Although I think Spencer Strider, can you imagine what it's like for him now to finally get a regular season start with everything that he has been through, with all the expectations of where this guy lands in terms of importance to this team, to go out tonight.
Today, 107, y'all. 107. Afternoon baseball. Beautiful day. Get on a deck.
Of course, it's not a must win. Of course, it's not a critical game. But it's really damn interesting to see, can we come home with a 500 road trip, and can we get him on track, and what kind of pitch count will he be on, and can the Braves find a way? And again, I'm beating a dead horse. When you start the year 0-7, the hole you climb out of, and if you lose today, you're in a deeper hole. So that's just going
to
be who we are for a while.
You have to go on a run and stack some wins, yes. And you haven't done that at all. And by at all, you have not won back-to-back games. Last night, Spencer Schwellenbach, Braves lose 6-3. Worst outing of his young career. 4 2/3, gives up 6 runs and 6 hits. It was a 5-run 5th inning. Austin Riley, Matt Olson, Ozzie had solo shots, and that was about it. Today, Chris Bassitt is one of not only the Jays' best pitcher, but one of the best in baseball. He's a big old boy on the mound. I believe he's 6'5". So Spencer Strider can do his thing, but he can't hit. These bats have got to come alive. They're off on Thursday, and like Steak mentioned, then our homestand.
Yeah, the only team in baseball that has less wins than the Atlanta Braves are the Colorado Rockies at 3-14, who are supposed to be bad. And, of course, the White Sox, the worst team in baseball. They have 4 wins. Nobody has less than nobody has as few as 5 other than the Braves, Rockies, and White Sox. And, you know, you are who you are. You can't start the year 0-7 and getting swept by 2 teams out west and then have it be okay. And it's not okay, but it's going to be like this for a little while. You know, step in the right direction will be Spencer Strider today in Toronto. So looking forward to that. Also, something that's gone viral somewhat, Miss Sandra, why did you ask this question earlier?
I was reading an article about more people are taking their lunch to the office.
Bringing their lunch to the office.
Yep. And because they started tracking it, I guess, at the end of last year. And by they, I mean the Wall Street Journal did this whole article. But through the years, through history of going into an office, it's talking about the economy. So when you start pinching pennies, we're going to bring our lunch. When you start realize how much you spend on lunch every day.
Yeah, what I would say is, having worked with a lot of young people at our bread and butter offices, or in general with, you know, folks who I know work in offices and have a lot of folks that, you know, are employees or coworkers. So we have a food court at the Works, all right? Have you been there before on the Upper West Side?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
And, you know, I was talking to another guy that's got a company that's over at Phipps and Lennox. And he's like, I got 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds. You can't get lunch for less than $20 in those areas.
Yeah.
You can't walk in a food court and find a
$9. Colony Square downstairs. Hard pressed to go find a lunch downstairs.
For less, if you want to get a drink, you can't get out for less than $20. Do the math. You have $60 a week to spend on 3 lunches, you know, which is, you know, over the course of a month, $250. That's thousands of dollars a year. I get it. There are no deals. There's no bargains in Buckhead and Brookhaven and the Upper West Side. Like, it's just not. So I get why people are doing that.
Yeah.
Right? I just try to, you know. I think a lot of people also maybe skip lunch or don't skip lunch. I don't know.
Who's skipping lunch out there? Crazies? No way. I just think it's you didn't. A lot of the younger folks didn't grow up with it, and it's a nice escape from the office sometimes just to get out and about. And then there's the awkward moment of
going to like a garden to eat it. You need your desk. You going outside?
That's what I meant. Like you got? Or do you have a little cafeteria? Do you have?
There's some bad food in those office like. Have you been to an office park cafeteria? I mean, you talk about just uninspiring.
I don't even want to put my bag of goodies in the refrigerator that hasn't been cleaned in, decades.
Yeah.
It's
What's that Rising Roll brand or something that goes into, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I don't want to offend anybody, but when I see that, I don't get inspired.
Mm-hmm. So it's just different habits. I was.
Did you see my social media yesterday? I was filming Atlanta Eats.
Mm-mm.
Why aren't you on my Instagram?
I don't know how Instagram works, but let me tell you what I'm getting a ton of is like if I just happen to mention like I'm looking for whatever it is. I talk about playing horseshoes, and all of a sudden I get horseshoes in my Instagram. We were, whatever it was.
About playing horseshoes?
Somebody was talking about horseshoes horseshoes is the new cornhole. Like people are starting to play horseshoes.
I didn't know that. But just
please stick with me. Well, I'm gonna keep you up to date. I know you're eating sandwiches, and it doesn't pop up on my phone every day.
I work with you because you're not in a food algorithm.
God,
so get in the right algorithm.
I don't want to be in that algorithm. So, I don't want to be inspired to eat.
I was at the I was at the Omni Hotel downtown yesterday filming.
Okay.
At their sports bar, we're filming, and their restaurant. We're doing a big project with them. And there is a smash burger. If you get a chance to see the smash burger there, like I might drive downtown today. I may check into the Omni just to eat that burger. You got to see it. Anyways, I understand why you're asking about people bringing in their lunch. If my wife would like give me a little lunch box that I could walk in, you know, with like, you know, beautiful sandwich, nice side items.
That would mean you'd have to make it, though. She works, too. Why is she making you a lunch and bringing you a lunch box? What is this nonsense?
I think she knows that it would be a nice role for her to fill. You know what I mean? The chances of her handing me a lunch box are about zero.
None. Yeah. Right. There we go. Let's go. College football. Oh, Sankey, they're calling it the new Super Tuesday. That's right. It's SEC Media Days coming back to Atlanta after they're trying to make this a world tour of Dallas and Nashville. Come back to where you belong. Come back to the heart of college football, Atlanta, Georgia. Tuesday in the SEC Media Days features the University of Georgia. Not only that, Texas, and what I feel like is the biggest story in the offseason, Tennessee and Josh Heupel, and then Auburn. Those are your four schools on the Super Tuesday.
Yeah. Be great coverage, obviously, from this radio station to have Rusty. You'll be living down there as well, and then our whole team. And that'll be a fun day. The great underachiever Steve Sarkisian and that Texas team. Of course, Kirby, who will hold court there, the way Saban used to hold court in Hoover.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Right? He walked through the lobby.
I the two sexiest whole programs, Arch Manning walking through the SEC Media Days. I'm sure they're bringing him.
I don't know. Yeah, he's a first-year starter. Maybe they don't bring him.
He'll bring your quarterback. You got to. I don't like it when they don't do that. Nonetheless, just wanted you to know the dates. That's July 14th through the 17th. Let's stick with the Josh Heupel and certainly Nico Iamaleava story, which to refresh, he's represented by his father's stake. He doesn't have this super agent on his behalf, and they just negotiated their way right out the door. As Josh Heupel told you, made no bones about, no player is bigger than this program, and that's including me. So the list was long and winding, if you believe what you're hearing, that was USC, it was UCLA, it was Tulane, it was UNC, and now the list is becoming shorter and shorter as the no thank yous coming up. Tulane, UNC, and USC off the table if what you're hearing. That, and he may have lost himself millions and millions if you're reading what is happening. They're not going to tolerate this kid and this young man, excuse me, and
being
his
held
father.
Hostage.
Right.
You agree to a deal. Season hasn't even started. You're holding out of spring practice. Think about that. I'm a holdout. I don't have the deal I want. So we're going to have to rethink everything in terms of my compensation. Listen, you played your cards one too many times. And I hope some of the power comes back to at least the schools of, listen, if you're one of those that thought kids were getting taken advantage of, that's fine. But it swung completely the other way, just like it does in everything, politics and policies. And you recorrect too far, and now you have this mess. And I think Kirby's one of the few guys that can look at a kid and go, you can go. We'll be okay one way or another. You want to hold us hostage?
But for Josh Heupel, good for you. The big and mighty SEC and the brand that is Tennessee Volunteers, for you to be able to say nobody's bigger than the program. Peace out. So good for you. Travis Hunter in the news said from day one, I want to play offense and defense in the NFL. This is Baltimore Ravens coach John Harbaugh.
It's going to be interesting to see how they do it wherever he goes. But to say that you're going to be completely immersed in everything that there is to know on offense and everything there is to know on defense, I don't know if there's enough hours in the day for a player to be able to do that and to have every down. But you certainly can do it, I would think, on one side of the ball and then have some sort of a package on the other side of the ball, which is my guess is how the team will do it.
Yeah, I think that's what most people believe. You are a full-time secondary. We are going to use you 14 to, 18 plays on offense. But coaches are way too offenses and deep are way too complex that a coach is going to believe that that guy can start full-time at wide receiver and start full-time at corner.
Hunter come out, and I don't have it in front of me, but basically said, I'm not going to play if they don't allow me.
I don't want to go
both.
If I go to a team where I can't go both ways,
right.
That's a non.
Right. The biggest headline to me stake yesterday was The Athletic and Matt Baker.
God bless him.
Is exactly right. Athletic was able to obtain the emails from the University of North Carolina where Bill Belichick said weeks ago, I'd like you to copy my girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, on any correspondence. Stake, they were able to get the details of these emails, and the ones that jump out are regarding his hiring of his son. And then the internet and Twitter.
Well, the hiring of his son, where she has to tell people how to spin it. Right. You have to make it clear it's not about nepotism, that Steve Belichick has the...
I'll give you the quote. Yeah. This is from December the 22nd. It can be easily misinterpreted that Steve is simply benefiting from nepotism, but that is not the case. Steve has learned defensive football strategy from the greatest defensive mind of all time. He has earned his position due to his performance and output. Now, this is from her to, they don't say to who exactly.
She's educating the media department. She also is CC'd on all these notes to coaches. She is involved in now the communication of how the school allows people on their, websites and their social media.
Right.
They want it controlled and that he's not called essentially a creep or a predator, right?
Right. That's exactly right. So this is where it comes into when all the news came out. She wants them to be focused on social media. Quote, is there anyone monitoring the UNC football page for slanderous commentary of subsequently deleting it, blocking users that are harassing BB in the comments?
Yeah.
That went out on February the 13th.
So she's basically saying, of course,
I cannot believe that UNC would support my being called a predator.
That's what Bill Belichick is saying in the emails they're reading.
Yep. Tell them about the video.
Well, the video of her in the middle of the spring game running on the field, supposedly handling his lavalier microphone. She's wearing these boots and she's on the field with the players. Listen, I'm 58 years old. We have buddies that lost their mind later in life, whether they made personal decisions. And everybody's just like, bro, what are you doing? You know, usually it involves a woman. Usually involves getting out of a marriage or just not being there for your kids or starting a new, just crazy stuff.
Right.
This stuff is insanity. There's no way the Board of Regents, the athletic board, is happy with her moving there, being CC'd on emails, having a head coach distracted by how he's being. Of course, it just takes away from the matter at hand, which is we pay this guy a ton of money to run a football team, and he's worried about what they're saying about it. What they're saying about you is what you deserve. You look insane. You are classless. and petty and petulant with that Falcon stuff. The NFL shunned you because of your personality defects, and your personality defects are on display. You are absolutely crushing your legacy, and I can't, as I've said, root for North Carolina to lose hard enough. It's a clown show. And the Falcon stuff makes me sick, and her parading around, she didn't even know what she's putting on, a Falcon World Champion stuff. You got a 23-year-old being CC'd with guys who have been in coaching for 40 years.
Can you imagine the coaches and the other folks in that business?
Yeah.
You
are the most whipped human being in the history of civilization.
Say, as Taylor Swift would say, you're down bad. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
All right. When we come back, top of the hour, 10 o'clock. Not a good night for the Hawks. Social media, you should be ashamed of yourself for what you're saying about our friend Wiley Ballard. More on that, Sports Radio 92.9.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Steak and Sandra, I know you're used to listening to us. I hope you're enjoying the program. Get the Odyssey app. It's a good thing for all parties, especially us. Get the Odyssey app. All kinds of cuts and highlights and social media are out there. And the best lineup in sports talk radio, so jump on that as well. And follow us on Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff.
May I bring up something we haven't talked about all day? Last night at Truist Park, y'all, 15,000 fans showed up for, I think, one of the coolest sporting events in Atlanta, because it all benefits Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, with Georgia Tech, the number 14 team in the country, playing Georgia, the number 3, 4, or 5, depending on where you're looking. 15,000 y'all showed up. And did y'all watch it on TV? The answer would be no. How in the wide world of sports, with all the channels that we have here locally and on your cable and on your Fubo and on what your YouTubes, that was not on TV?
So the ACC,
that
SEC.
Is a fail.
So what happened in the game?
Georgia wins 5-2-2. And I was so annoyed by, I was trying to flip around last night. Do you agree?
I agree 100%.
Right?
There should have been at least some local coverage.
If
you're a college baseball fan, you want to watch every Georgia baseball and softball game, ESPN Plus airs all of them. But you have to pay for ESPN Plus.
Right.
Or get the Disney package. I think you get Disney, ESPN Plus, and Hulu. I think it's $17.99 or something like that.
Wow.
But I watch a lot of softball, college softball. Every team that plays college softball,
is that
they're
right?
All aired on
it. Oh,
there.
That's very
Why
cool.
do you watch so much college softball?
Oh, I just love the game. I mean, I coach the game. Mm-hmm. You know, I coach my daughter. I've been coaching her team
for
5 years.
So, and she's really good.
I've just fallen in love
is
with
she
the
like
sport.
A
it's
stud?
A fun sport to watch.
She like a stud?
Oh, she's pretty good. So the last line, we played a game on Monday. We have another one tomorrow night. Her line on Monday, 1-for-1 with a home run. 2 innings pitch, 5 Ks,
ooh.
And she threw her first runner out from behind the dish, because she's a catcher, too, of this
wow.
season. So, yeah. It's
so
fun.
You're living it right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a lot of fun. And I watch the game, because I encourage them to watch the game, too. You can learn a lot from watching the older girls play. So we have it on every day at home.
Have you met the girl Rusty coached?
I have not, but I've watched
her,
them
right?
on TV a lot, yeah.
Yeah, the girl, like their best, I think she's a leadoff hitter. Mm. She played for Rusty.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Georgia softball team is very, very good, too. They're ranked in the top 10, if I'm not mistaken. I watch a lot of Georgia and LSU softball and baseball, yeah. ESPN Plus has it all, but you just got to be willing to pay for it.
Ugh.
What are you getting so agitated by everything about? I mean, like, you're agitated.
Atlanta sports
I mean, of all, okay, but I mean.
That's a lot. Last
you're
night
that
was a
agitated
real bad day.
That Tech Georgia baseball wasn't on TV? Like, you're in your hotel room agitated about that? Like, you don't have anything else going on in your life? That
say,
that's,
listen to me. I'm of the people. I'm of the Twitters.
No, I get it.
So when people are directly at me, first of all, a lot of questions coming at me on the Twitters, which I really enjoy.
But I thought,
nobody's mean. Nobody's, you know. So they're like, wouldn't you think that the Georgia-Georgia Tech game, which is really good baseball, two of the best teams in the country. Do you know the ACC sits atop? Georgia Tech is atop the ACC right now, I believe, at 14-4 in conference. They're the number one team. They're playing Clemson this weekend,
but it's like a mid-season college.
And then the Braves, and the next thing I know, it's I'm like, what just happened in the fifth inning? And then I poke over to the Hawks, and that nightmare that was, they're 20 points down. And I just thought, I'm watching The Voice. And then I turn on The Voice, and that's a rerun.
Oh, okay. So you got yourself all worked up, I guess, huh?
Yeah, and then this whole Wiley Ballard thing.
This Wiley
and folks
Ballard.
Reaching out, and my response was, I think that's hilarious. I thought it was funny and well done, and CJ and Brandon, that's just my take. I'm on the record. Wait a minute, Steak. You know me. I don't like to tell people how to feel. Like, don't tell me how I should feel about something. I'm strong enough in my opinions. You're allowed to have yours. My opinion was, it was hilarious. It was no harm, no foul. It was great TV, in my opinion. The internet broke over reaction to it in a good way when it was happening. And then the angry people got involved.
Well, but I mean, if you're going to go on social media, you're going to, the comments of negativity would get magnified. So I believe 95% of folks found it harmless. Listen to how it started, Wiley Ballard. First of all, he hits say, are you okay with being on camera? Now, Sandra was a sideline reporter for the Atlanta Braves and traveled with the team.
So there's a producer, there's a cameraman, and then there's Wiley. So they have this all planned out. During this such inning, fifth inning at this point, we're going to send you to the Jay's Nest, which is known throughout Major League Baseball. It is the tallest, highest bar in all of baseball, and it's a place to eat, drink, and be merry. We're going to send you up there. So before that, a producer or Wiley will go up to those two young women and say, hi, we're from FanDuel in Atlanta. We want to put you on. We ask you about being up here. Is that cool with y'all? And both of them would have to agree.
Yeah, and then you see this. All right, often, so we don't have that for you, but we'll have the beginning of it.
That's it. That's exactly the beginning of how he started. We're up here in the rooftop.
Oh, right. But I'm talking about, did you hear something I didn't hear?
Yeah, I heard the whole thing. You're not hearing it.
Oh, sorry. My bad. Okay, so I didn't have it in my ear.
No, I have it. Something's wrong with your ears.
So,
she
was mentioning her name.
Hi, this is Lauren, right. And this is Karen. Yeah, and I mean, they were in on it, y'all. They were in on it. By the way, the last time I checked, women are pretty good at saying no, or I don't want to.
I don't want to be on camera.
Or this isn't funny, or this is awkward, or any sort of body language that would have given you any indication that she wasn't in and having fun.
So let me ask you the question for the holier-than-thou female reporters, sideline journalists. Who were saying.
And there were plenty of men that were saying it, too.
But there's a lot of women who are saying, if I did this, I'm a sideline reporter. If I flirted with a boy or a man, whatever you want to call him, and I asked for his number, I would lose my job on the spot. So, I mean, you know, like I responded to this young lady last night who is, I guess, works in the business. She says, if a female reporter ever tried this little bit, that'd be the last job she'd ever have. My response to her was, or maybe we'd all think it was cute and not overreact, but you're being holier than thou on that. Like, listen, men and women dynamics are different, right? So, like, when I grew up in my generation, you ask girls out, they don't ask you. Well, you ask girls for numbers. It's just something that we're put in. You go to a dance club, you go ask them. Like, there's dynamics of men and women, which suggests that men are hunting women. And when I say hunting, that is not even the term for it, but it's an old school notion of that we're pursuing women, right? Not in a dangerous, not in a destructive, not in an uncomfortable way. So if a woman was single and good-looking, and there was two good-looking dudes in suits and looked like they were super fun and drinking a beer and said, hey, maybe I should get your number, would she be fired on the spot? No, I don't think so. It is less likely.
Oh, and by the way, the producer and the executive producer have to sign off on all this stuff. So her boss or his boss is certainly not going to ever put them in a situation to be uncomfortable or inappropriate or whatever would have happened. So I'm going to go out on a limb and say, and I'm just going to put myself in that situation. If my producer said, go up to that thing and there's a couple of guys sitting there, and it's you, I have a sense of humor and I often say things that are inappropriate. That's my personality. But I don't think I would have been fired if I would have said,
I don't think so either.
If those guys would have said in my ear, hey, try to get the number, and I'd be like, what's up, Joe? How you doing?
Right,
I would have made a joke, and right. I would be like, can I have your number? Like, what's your deal?
Right.
And I would have been all tongue-in-cheek about it and not taking myself so serious. Ever.
I agree with everything you said because you are talented at what you do. You're the best at what you do, and you could have gotten – and you have been a sideline reporter that traveled with the Braves.
Right.
So, by the way, your opinions – every single one of you out there means less than Sandra's because she's been in that job. No, I'm serious.
Yeah.
You've actually done this job.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that if you had done it, it would have been in a tongue-in-cheek, fun way that, yes, even a woman could have gotten that phone number. It could have been a fun thing all year.
I would have totally gotten Sandra's, the phone number, by the way.
That Sandra's single.
Bam,
Sandra's single, and she's like, going to baseball games is a great way to meet guys, and you could have had fun with it as an ongoing bit.
I just hate
Sorry, go ahead.
No.
Oh, you hate what?
I hate the part that we're in a society where guys and gals can't feel like they can approach the opposite sex or the same sex, whatever you're into, and ask somebody out and get the phone numbers and old school as opposed to...
The laziness of this
y'all.
Generation. And I'm not the guy standing on my front porch. You're so friggin' lazy because all you have to do is swipe at 11:42 at night and say, meet me at so bar, never got the number, never had a conversation, didn't say hello at a Starbucks line, didn't do any of those things. You're living in a generation built for the least resistance to having to put yourself out there. The least amount of resistance. I know me and my buddies grew up, we got rejected so many friggin' times, it was like an ongoing, you know, joke.
Of course.
Right?
And you're in on the joke, like for even the girls to go out and some guy comes over and they're asking, we're like, ooh, how'd it go? And did you give him your number?
Or how about,
it's literally now.
How
even.
About any guy having to approach a pack of women?
Right.
And what we
courage.
Have to.
That's
right?
courage.
That's courage.
All heroes don't wear capes, y'all. So, go for
so
it. Hop it right in there.
So to see.
In the gaggle of ladies.
To see that actually. take place.
Yeah.
And
y'all, it was national news in New York City. Okay. They're playing this. I just couldn't get over it.
This Ralph Fascianio that I reached out to come on the show, he says, maybe it's fair to quibble that Bill Cosby's not a standard of disgrace, but there's other levels. He says, this is unprofessional and put the woman in a terrible, unwelcome, unfair, even dangerous spot. You pansy, Ralph Fascianio. How is this dangerous? In
a
stadium?
Did you just drop a Dr. Huxtable in there with Bill Cosby? I can't even believe it.
Like, what was dangerous? Was he going to drag her out in front of a producer? Was he what the hell? What kind of word is that?
Yeah.
So I said, please come on the show and explain why you use the word dangerous. I am really fascinated to hear an answer on that. We'll belly up when we come back. Sports Radio 92.9.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Steak and Sandra coming your way on a Wednesday morning. You're going to be here tomorrow, right?
That's right.
And then you're going to let Rusty be here Friday? Is that what happens?
I know your boyfriend, you and your boyfriend.
No,
have
I mean,
a fun day at Rusty
we
Rocks
need you this week. We need you this week. We need you every week, but especially this week with.
All I know is I was just planning my day, which I bet all you Braves fans are right now, for Spencer Strider to be back today. It is a joyous morning.
Do you like them today?
I love them today.
No, I'm being serious.
So am I.
I mean.
What is the line?
I'm going to tell you in a second, but just don't say stuff if you don't.
Chris Bassett is no slouch. I'm just saying.
I know that. So that's what I mean.
But this is the day. The Spencer
Braves are favored -134.
See? Not me and Vegas know what's up.
All right. This hour is brought to you by Wise Guys. Wise Guys Pro Wash, Atlanta's number one rated pressure washing company. Be a wise guy. All right? So
I met this fabulous young man who started this company, Wise Guys, and went to lunch
with him.
Is
he like an Italian mafia type guy?
He is not at all. He is all the greatest. I say he's a kid. He just turned 30. And he started this company with his buddy in college.
What are they doing? Pressure wash?
Pressure wash. And they do.
I need to hire him.
Girl, when I tell you, he is so sharp. And it's the largest company in Georgia now, in Atlanta, the pressure washing. WiseGuysProWash.com. I highly recommend.
We had some. I need one specifically. Mm-hmm. We had a local kid do it from college, as a tech kid. Mm-hmm. And he came in the backyard. He had his shirt off and was like in the backyard. And my 18-year-old and my wife, who's not 18, were just like, damn, that's a nice
pressure
looking fellow
washer.
Right there. Yeah, and I was like, I don't think that's.
How you doing?
Yeah, I don't think that was appropriate. And they said
put it on Twitter,
right
in see front what people
of me.
Think.
They
people
said it right in front of me, the baby Sophie and sweet Miss Kimberly. And I was like, that's the last gig he's getting at my house.
Wow.
So now I can.
Call the wise
guys. He's not going to take his shirt off and parade around my backyard this guy.
I don't think he will. He doesn't have that. They just did Bobby Dodd Stadium, y'all. Pro wash. And they're really something. So call them. You'll be good.
Okay.
But you have a hot pool boy. Who cleans your pool?
No, he's not a hot pool. He's a very lovely immigrant gentleman, older, mm-hmm. doesn't speak a lot of English. Mm-hmm. He's fine, dude. It's the other. And then she's like, I think we need a pressure wash. And I said, we just got it done 2 months ago. Like, what? Right? It's kind of like the guy on a business trip. You see these charges. And I was like, Kimberly, why are we paying for pressure washing every 2 months? I thought, and why is it $400? What's going on here? Hello, Kimberly?
Oh, that's so great.
What's happening? Anyways.
Oh, so funny.
You want me to get right to Bentley? We should talk about the Hawks for a second because.
You sure?
I mean, I don't know what that was last night other than a debacle.
That was a beatdown.
That was a
beatdown on a game that you kind of need to win,
you
y'all.
You got it to within 3 in the third. You lost by 25. You're outscored, I think, by 20 in the fourth. I mean, what, pray tell? I mean, they're better than you. They're bigger than you. They're physical. They're one of the best defensive teams in basketball. We're soft. We're undersized. But come on. Now, Chicago and Miami are going at it tonight. I kind of like the Bulls. You are who you are. Miami has been not like Miami all year long. Bulls have been coming on. I think it's going to be Chicago and the Hawks here. Tough game to win. That's the 9-10 game. That's tonight. So we shall see how.
Let's talk
it plays
Western
out.
Conference too, because lo and behold, it was the Golden State in the Atlanta Hawks Invitational in the Western.
Playoff Jimmy showed up.
Do you see it? He had 38 points.
As much as people talk, Sandy, about Luka as one of the greatest in-season moves, there are other NBA guys who are like, I've never seen a team pull off a better trade in season than the Golden State Warriors grabbing Jimmy Butler, who now wants to stick it to everybody. Last night, those numbers.
38. Steph had 37. So now they're going to play Houston,
yeah.
And Memphis will play the winner on Friday night of the Mavs-Kings.
Yeah, so Nico Harrison of the Mavs goes in on these interviews and says, we targeted Anthony Davis. I'm going to take heat. But it's like, well, why couldn't you have like signed him to the max and then seen what you could get for him? And he had some rambling answer, but he's leaning all in on his Luka decision. My point is, Jimmy Butler on that team with a revitalized Draymond and a Steph Curry on his last leg and some pretty good young talent, they are a dangerous team, man. Golden State with Jimmy Butler, that is very, very interesting.
Yeah, I thought so too. Yeah.
All right, that's my NBA talk. Let's go to Belly Up.
Netflix does it again. Brett Favre is the new subject of the Untold Stories Netflix documentary. It will debut May the 20th, and the early review is they go deep dive into...
How long is it?
It hasn't said.
Because most of
those...
There's
not even a trailer out, y'all.
Most of those are only one episode, right? I'm hoping this is like three episodes.
They do the Jen Sturger, if you'll remember when he was with the Jets and he was hitting on the girl, or remember all that?
Yeah, it was a training camp.
I mean, I'm thinking when he was with the Falcons,
right? Yeah, let's just start with Southern Mississippi, where I think he went to school, right?
Right.
And then the legacy there. Comes to the Falcons, parties his way out of town, right through Buckhead and right to Green Bay.
Right.
And then he has the Aaron Rodgers controversy, the exit from town that was not good. Then he goes to the Jets, gets in a ton of trouble for trying to sext up the reporter, right?
Yeah, that's
all
right.
All kinds of text surface. Then he's got numerous painkiller scandals. Then he's got the trip to Minnesota, one of the greatest seasons of all time. He throws the interception against New Orleans that cost him. I mean, he has got – and then he's got, of course, the post – scandal with the, funneling money through to a volleyball
allegedly
facility.
Yeah, whatever there's got going on there. So I'm interested in it. They say...
I want to see it, man. I want to see it.
It doesn't say how long it is for sure. Great podcast if you guys want to go find it. Jimmy Traina, who's the media writer for Sports Illustrated, had Charles Barkley on. And silly me, I thought that deal was done with TNT and them going to ESPN.
Yeah, there's a joint effort to keep the TNT show around and have it licensed by ESPN the way they kind of licensed the McAfee show, but it's owned by someone else, but you're still kind of an employee of ESPN.
Exactly. Well, he says, not so fast, my friends. Not only have they not kind of signed off on anything, he wants a schedule, not only from TNT, but ESPN. And then he says this.
We're not doing all those other damn shows. I want to make that perfectly clear. I was like, right. Hey, it's an honor and a privilege to work for ESPN, but I'm not going to be going on First Take, Get Up, SportsCenter, Pat McAfee. That's not going to happen, okay? That was my first gripe.
And listen, I was like, good for you.
Charles Barkley has been offered a gig at ESPN and ABC for 20 years.
Yeah.
He loves the people at Turner. He loves the schedule at Turner. He loves the freedom at Turner. That's why he always turned it down. Listen, he's been on all those shows. His point is, I ain't no regular. I'm not going to be told, hey, you're doing Get Up this morning, and then you're doing Van Pelt tonight.
Right.
No, I'm doing the show. Now, will he appear more often? Probably than he is now.
At his own discretion. He can say whenever I'm going to do it.
Which is what he does now. He's been on all those.
The other thing he threw out there, you guys, was that his original deal was a 7-year deal with TNT. He said maybe 2 now. He said that's what it's coming down to, whether 2 or 3 right now. And he's like, I got to be honest with you. I don't want to be working all these hours, and I don't blame him.
Of course not. He didn't want to live in Bristol. He loved living at the Four Seasons in Atlanta. He loved that it was just Tuesday and Thursday nights. He loved the life that he built for himself and made millions of dollars. And he's like, I don't want to work like that.
Yeah.
At this stage of my life. He likes other things too much, right?
I totally agree. So the dust is settled over the Masters 2025, and a couple of things have hit the internet. One, shocking criticism of Rory that he didn't really go out of his way to thank his wife.
Well, it wasn't the warmest that you see on some of those winners.
Mm-hmm.
And when he thanked his family, he didn't mention her directly. But listen,
I think a lot of people just forget, right?
They have a marriage in crisis. They filed for divorce
and
recently pulled it back.
Right.
And there's all kinds of affair rumors. I don't think it's like the best of times for them right now.
Right, exactly. But he did tell a very funny story. He was interviewing with the Sky Sports reporter and told a great story of something that happened the Friday previous to Sunday.
They have the daycare here, and she came back with the T-shirt on Friday. And on the back of that T-shirt was all the past champions of the Masters tournament. Mm-hmm. And she asked me, Daddy, why is your name not on the back of this T-shirt? So I said to her after I played today, I said, Poppy, next year my name's going to be on the T-shirt.
Love it. Kids say the darndest things, right? Like, Daddy, look how cute my T-shirt is. Why aren't you on here? So I love that Rory. I think he was just... He wasn't one of my favorites.
Billy Andre said he's a great guy.
Yeah.
And Billy Andre knows everybody on the tour. And he tells me who's not a great guy. And I won't tell you all those people. But he told us on a show he's a great guy. People love him. And who knows? A lot of people think he's going to go on a run right now with the pressure of the majors and a grand slam.
I hope so for
behind
him.
Behind him.
Golf could need it, right?
Could use it. Could need
it. For sure.
All right. When we come back, we will play some three strikes. I think we're done talking about Wiley Ballard. I just
we
asked
are.
That dude to come on. I think I did my NBA conversation.
Yep, you did.
Maybe this thing about bring your lunch, make your own lunch. Now there's something with legs. And is Bo watching too much women's softball on ESPN Plus? I mean, we're learning a lot today, right? A lot today. Sandra's agitated, no tech baseball on TV, and this guy's watching softball. I'm eating burgers at the Omni Hotel. I mean, it's a fascinating program. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. .1042 Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sandra and Steak on a Wednesday morning. The Hawks will be at home on Friday night. They'll play the Miami Heat or the Chicago Bulls. So I imagine
you're gonna go?
Tickets are on sale. I am going.
Oh, yes, good.
I am. I think the baby Sophie's coming to town. She's going to the Braves game with her girlfriends from Georgia, and I don't think I was invited. They're going down to the Battery. Sounds like they're taking an Uberuski and having
a
night
That's
out.
That's fantastic.
I was like, do you want me to get four tickets? No, three. Three are good. I was like, oh, wow. Okay.
I think that's one of the first times that's happened because you pal around together a lot, which is so awesome.
I think it's a Friday night out with the ladies, so that's fine. I'm not offended. I'll find. It's like I said, that's great. I'll find something.
Who are you going
to
the game with?
It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Listen, brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash is the 10 o'clock hour, Atlanta's number one rated pressure washing company.
So, your big game of the day. Y'all get your mind right. It's a beautiful day in Atlanta, Georgia. Get on a deck and enjoy Spencer Strider's return to the Atlanta Braves. 107 first pitch from Toronto. It's Chris Bassitt. It's Spencer Strider. Get your mind right, Braves. He's going to be a spark plug. They're going to get some hits. They're going to have some hits with runners in stranded position, and they're going to have a great day. It's going to be a
position.
Win.
They're not in strand.
No. I named it runners in stranded position. And not only that, but it has filtered its way up to the broadcast booth in Philadelphia, and they are now saying it, and I was given full credit by Mr. John Kincaid.
Oh, okay. I like it.
Runners in stranded position.
Hey, here's our three strikes questions. What lunchbox brand did you have as a kid? What was the show or brand? Yes, we have an older audience. I did not expect our 20-year-old listeners to, although, yeah, they're more likely to have, you know, they didn't have lunchboxes.
Well, now do the meal kits and you have all these layers and it's amazing. I mean, they're $50.
What do you remember from the items in your lunchbox?
There was a thermos.
Your mom must have been
a metal
hell
thermos.
Of a, yeah.
Oh, man. Well, I had the Partridge Family.
Yeah.
And my sister had the Osmonds, and I remember that was a fight because I wanted the Osmonds, and she got it. And then there's a thermos, like a metal,
yeah, no, of course,
heavy.
You could hurt somebody
thermos.
With that thing.
Yeah,
somebody came at you, you could take that thermos on, hammer them with it. What? But was did she make you like a tomato sandwich or whatever?
Bologna,
Oscar Mayer.
Awful.
I had Oscar Mayer with Miracle Whip. I mean, you want to talk about
like
gross?
Goyim. Oh my God. Valya.
I know. She's.
She'd get put in timeout.
I mean.
How dare you? Go, with Miracle Whip. Woza.
All right. My lunchbox.
Did she think Oscar Mayer was Jewish? Meyer.
Oscar Mayer. He's good. He's got a company. They do bologna. You probably remember this. It was a black woman that had a show. She was a nurse called Julia.
Julia. Oh, my gosh, yes.
I think that was my lunchbox. It was me or Brandt.
I have a lot of questions.
I was into Broadway shows. I had Julia, the nurse, on my lunchbox.
I mean.
And I don't think that they imagined later on. I don't think my third grade teacher thought I'd be married with three kids later on in life, right?
First of all, she saw that white bread with Miracle Whip.
The kid's always singing Broadway shows.
God.
He's got some nurse on his lunchbox.
Julia.
You know, most kids have like Spider-Man or Batman.
And she's like an older African American lady in Boston?
And I don't know what was going on.
My head's going to explode.
Right?
Oh my gosh.
Every kid's like, I went to the Celtics game this weekend, or my dad took me fishing or whatever. And I was like, I was at the Museum of Modern Art and I saw Pippin on Broadway, right? Like literally, that was like.
You guys want a bite of my bologna sandwich out of my Julia lunchbox?
What lunchbox brand is a kid over 75 and fabulous in honor of who's not? That's Bill Belichick. Although I don't think he's over 75. Is he over 75? And then who gets better faster, Hawks or Falcons? They're literally living in the same place. The Hawks were 40-42. And we're at the back end of the playoffs. The Falcons were 8-9. And out of the playoffs, but same seeding wise it would have been. And neither one are relevant right now in their leagues. So who gets better faster? Hawks or Falcons, over 75 and fabulous. What lunchbox brand as a kid? 404-726-0929.
Bill Belichick is 73 years young.
And who's the young lady is 24.
Jordan is 24.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, just your average 50-year age difference happening. If you hadn't heard, great job by The Athletic of getting access to University of North Carolina through the open records laws. A bunch of emails that his girl is sending, 50 years his junior, putting people on notice in the media department, putting people on notice in PR, parading on the field. You know, I met Bill Belichick's former girlfriend, Linda Holiday was her name. She had a great social media, very
we
classy lady.
House.
We saw her at House that night.
Together with Brian.
And she must be just like, you men are out of your friggin' mind. Like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And carrying on there in North Carolina with this kind of distraction, I would argue the folks that hired him, the board of directors or whatever, now they're all over him to say you gotta make sure that we censor any comments on our social media sites that are making fun of Bill, BB as they say. There's a lot more smoke than you want from your head coach, who you want totally focused on how we're gonna build back this program.
Just think about the headlines.
Yeah, the headlines.
All the headlines have been nothing to do with who you've got in that building other than her.
The number one content that has come out of North Carolina is that woman on the field this weekend during the Carolina spring game or whatever was going on. Nothing about players, nothing about progress, mm-hmm. nothing about the ACC needs to be on notice. It's all about that. That's not what you bargained for. So, you know what, Carolina?
I think about their kids, too. I think about Steve Belichick, the son in that building, having to deal with that. And those other coaches that have been there so long.
How about his
and
daughter?
And the pedigree of How North you... Carolina, y'all. The blue bloods
right.
of the ACC.
What would Parker Posey say from White Lotus, right? Because she, remember, she's from Durham.
Bill,
right?
No.
No, Bill.
No.
Good job.
Jordan, no.
Well done, Sandy. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929.
I just got curious about lunchboxes back, and I just typed in 1975, the cost of your metal lunch box with some sort of trademark or marketing. You want to take a stab at how much?
$7.
Between $4 and $6.
Okay.
Well, that was pretty close.
Back in the 70s, when we all went to school with our little lunchbox. So are we ready to do some calls here? Anything else we have to take care of?
If I
had to ask you who gets better faster?
The Atlanta Falcons.
Because of Michael Penix Jr.?
Because of that, absolutely.
I would argue the roster on the Hawks is a better roster when you think of Jalen Dyson, Okafor, Trey, and Reese Shea. So,
Okay, let me.
Although Bijan.
What is your level of better? Is it a 4 seed next year? What is your level of better?
Well, better is they're both in the exact same spot, which is they are absolute middle of the road. So, yeah, getting for the NBA would be 1 through 6 or 1 through 5.
Fair enough.
And for 1 through 4 in
And the Falcons literally win your division. How about that? And get in the playoffs.
Yeah, so they're literally sitting in the same place, mm-hmm. which is what we talked about earlier. Like when you're doing all the great stories in the NFL and the NBA, you know, I'd argue the Hawks get a little more conversation because of Reese Shane Dyson, because they made Rookie of the Year and or Most Improved. Although Michael Penix, they're so close in terms of national recognition, right?
The sexiness of this Falcons offense on paper, maybe you're right. When they talk about Bijan being the best in the NFL, Michael Penix and all the upside, yeah. Drake London, 9-to-5 t-shirts.
I don't think Drake London is talked about much in any other city. We know he's really good. The other two I'll give you.
I just saw on NFL when they did the NFL show with Laura Rutledge and them, and they were naming the top receivers. He's in the top 10 in the receiver. I want to say 8. Seven.
It's Sar.
I saw it.
It's not Sar. It's Sar.
Yeah, I saw it.
Okay. Let's fill up the phone lines. Show respect to the queen, Miss Sandra Golden. What lunchbox did you have as a kid? Over 75 and fabulous. Who gets better faster? That may be a whole topic for this. Falcons or Hawks? Who becomes a more relevant franchise in the pantheon of what they do in their league?
Yeah.
Which one of those two?
Make the case, right.
Randy in Atlanta. Hey, Randy, what was your lunchbox as a kid?
Superman. I had a Superman lunchbox.
Well, that's respectable.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a nice one. Give me the over 75 and fabulous category.
That's a good one. I ain't got that one yet.
Okay. That's a hard question, Steak.
No,
that is.
I think it's hard. I'm with the caller.
We'll get to that in a second. Better, faster, Falcons or Hawks?
Falcons. I think we got our quarterback.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
It's a hard question.
You can't think of people over 70?
Richard Gere, Helen Mirren.
Clint Eastwood. Harrison Ford. Yeah. You see the show Shrinking?
So good.
How old is he? He's over 75.
He's
or
way
closer.
Older, I think.
So it's not that hard. How old is Pete Carroll? Okay? Wow. So first of all, don't side with a caller who calls up. You're supposed to have all three answers. All right,
well,
so
I think he did two-thirds of a good job.
Wow.
How about Harrison Ford is 82?
Oh, my God.
Did you know that? I had no
idea. I knew
he was
over 75 and fabulous. Yeah, all right. Eli and Buckhead, what was your lunchbox as a kid?
What's up, brother? I had the Jurassic Park lunchbox, man.
Nice
it was
one.
Freaking awesome.
Over 75 and fabulous.
Over 75 and fat. Well, I had somebody, but I'm going to go with Harrison Ford. I took my kid to watch that Captain America movie, and he looked in phenomenal shape.
Yeah,
man.
He is in great shape, dude. Who gets better faster? Falcons or...
You know, I'm going to go with the Hawks. I think they're a 7-footer or two away with an additional, you know, star, like a player that can really push the offense. And Reza Shea could become that guy. And you get some legit size in the middle, and I think they're a top-5 team in the East.
Need to be. DJ Incoming, final word for you, my friend. What was your lunchbox as a kid?
Well, I had a Spider-Man lunchbox.
Nice. Over 75 and fabulous.
So I watched the Netflix movies, and I watched that Don't Look Up, and Meryl Streep, 75 years old, still looking good.
Nice, dude.
She's dating Martin Short, I want to go to their wedding.
I heard
that's
my
favorite
couple.
People.
I heard who
love
was
them.
Talking about them the other day.
Bo had Starsky and Hutch. That's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great one. And on Twitter, Laugh Olympics. Do you remember the Laugh Olympics lunchbox? That's
who
great.
Gets better faster, Falcons or Hawks? Is he gone?
Oh, sorry. I interrupted.
I mean, there you go. You had a hell of an end to the show.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, Bo. thanks, everybody, for listening. Sandy and I are back tomorrow. Thanks for making the Steakhouse part of your day. Andy and Randy coming up.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.